This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Giving to all of you to my old friend who is doing the duty at the mothership today as the technical director and executive producer and call screener. Be nice to her if you call in. Noelle, hi. How you doing? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, John. I am doing pretty well. Ready for a day of fun and, of course, some sports. Watched all my Thanksgiving episodes all this week, so I'm all sitcomed out. Ready for some sports now.
Yeah, well, it's going to be, you know, I'm down in the man cave in my studio. By the way, Noelle, I have... a man cave for the first. I'm 65 years old. It's the first time I have a man cave.
Well, congratulations, John. That's amazing to hear.
Yeah, and it's a sweet one too. And my beautiful bride Tammy has done a wonderful job in putting it all together, and it's pretty cool, you know, to finally have a man cave. And it was like, oh, okay, you know, I've always wanted one. It was something, you know, I said I always wanted things in my life, and one of them I'm not probably going to get is a dock. You know, I always wanted a dock. I wanted to be on a lake.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Like my dad had that, you know, God rest his soul. My dad had it, and he had a dock on Torch Lake in Michigan. And to just go out on the dock when I would go up and see him and sit at the end of the dock, you know, go fishing off the end of the dock in the morning, drink coffee and all that kind of good stuff. And at night, drink wine and smoke cigars on the dock. I mean, and look at the stars. It was all great, you know, but I'm probably never going to have that, which is okay. Look, the things in life you do and don't get, right? And so, but I always wanted a man cave, and we finally, Tammy said, well, why don't we build you a man cave? So she has. And then all the jerseys and stuff, boy, do you know what it costs to get like a jersey framed?
Unfortunately, yes.
So you may or may not know this. She's like a blue ribbon quilter, right? She's a champion quilter. Yeah. And so she has this big quilting room. With sewing machines and long arms and the whole bit. And she goes to contests, and that's her big thing. So she's so good with all this, she said, I'll just do it. And she just went and bought some frames and did it. And it was like, well, okay. They look great. I'm like, well done, hon. Well done. Anyway, that has nothing to do with nothing here. It's parades. It's, we eat Thanksgiving dinner at 3. I don't know why. It just is. I think it gives people time to, you know, after dinner sleep, I guess. I don't know. By the way, it's not tryptophan. It's the tryptophan in turkey. No. It's just because you overeat. It's nothing to do with a tryptophan in turkey. But anyway, so I guess it gives people time to sleep, and I guess. But we always have family Thanksgiving. It's been a tradition in my family since I was, you know, yay high, of eating Thanksgiving dinner at 3 o'clock. I don't know why. It just is. So I just had something to eat before the show, and I thought, yeah, that's probably not a good idea. Because in 5 hours, I'm going to be wanting to go. So we could talk about this. It's parades, it's food, it's all that kind of good stuff at your Thanksgiving. But we also have a lot to talk about because there's a lot of football going on. By the way, if you want to jump in on the Hawks, what the hell was that against the Wizards? Oh, my God. If you want to jump in on the Hawks, you're welcome to do that at 404-726-0929. I got 2.5 hours until we go to football. So it's just you and me and Noelle, and we're chatting for 2.5 hours. And we have a lot to talk about because there's a lot of Falcons debate that's going on online. And apparently, normally I listen to Sam and Greg because I, you know, I like them so much, you know, personally, and I enjoy listening to their show. And normally I listen when I follow them on Sundays and days like today. I listen to a, you know, an hour or so of their show as I'm getting ready. Today, because it's Thanksgiving and I have family over, my daughter is here, and so I'm running around trying to get stuff done, and so I didn't get to hear Sam and Greg this morning, which I wish I had. But then Noel comes on and says, you know, Greg is blaming you. And I'm like, blaming me for what? What did I? Then you said he wasn't blaming me, Noel. What was going on with that?
So when I went back to listen, he was blaming you, but he was blaming you for how darn good Indiana looks right now, Indiana football.
Which one, the Colts or the Hoosiers?
The Hoosiers.
Oh. I guess. I don't have really anything to do with that. I don't have anything to do with that or, you know, the Huskers not being all that great or Georgia being great. I don't really have anything to do with it, but all right. Listen, if I had something to do with Indiana football being good, I would try to do something about the Falcons.
Okay? I know, that's right. Can you sprinkle it over here?
I would do something about the Falcons. Because as many of you know, for the time being here, my wife and I have had to relocate for family reasons because we're taking care of our elderly parents. My father passed away a month or so ago. That was one. He lived a great life, great man. He was 90. You know, we should all be that lucky in life. And so, and now we're dealing with her elderly parents. And this is what just, you know, you get called to do different things in your life, whether you believe I believe it's God, but if you don't believe it's God, that's fine. But you get called to do different things in your life. And this is the point in our lives where we got called to, because we were both the oldest in our family. We both could retire, so to speak, and move. You know, we had that ability to do so. So we chose to go ahead and do that because we were the ones who could come north to help our parents. And, you know, of course, it's our desire to get back down south at some point, but we have to take care of our parents for the time being. So here we are in Indiana for now. And I'm still looking at I'm still in love with Blue Ridge. I will always be in love with Blue Ridge. So I, you know, from my days in Chattanooga, my days in Lithonia, my days in Marietta and, you know, Ackworth and all over Georgia that I lived, I still would love to be up at Hiawassee. I'd love to be up at Blue Ridge. I want to be in the North Georgia Mountains. That's just kind of me. So that's certainly the intent. You know, we'll see how this all kind of plays out over the next couple of years. But for the time being, I am about 3 miles away from Memorial Stadium in Bloomington. And it has been, hey, listen, it's been a lot of fun to watch this team. Now, I know there's a lot of debate here because it goes back and forth, and I get, you know, the SEC Big Ten rivalry, which is so interesting to me on a couple of fronts. I get the North-South thing, you know, and the whole bit. Believe me, this goes back. You have to understand, okay, when we're talking about rivalries like this, it's not just Civil War, but it is Civil War, okay? That's what it goes back to, because there are a lot of people that still live in that. There used to be, you know, all the postseason All-Star games, right? Like the Shrine Game and this game, the Senior Bowl and that. There used to be an East-West Shrine Game, right? I don't know, maybe that still exists. There was a Senior Bowl, which, of course, does exist. The NFL owns it. And then there was the North-South game, which I don't think that's with us anymore. And then there was the Blue-Gray game. And the blue-gray game was the one, it's a civil war. It's the North versus the South. It's the blue versus the gray. And that was in Mobile every year. That game's long gone. But that game, when I was growing up, it was the blue-gray. And the blue-gray was probably the most intense of those all-star games because, you know, fans got into it. You know, it's the blue and the gray. Well, they do that now with the SEC versus the Big Ten. And it's, all right, I'm going to digress for a second. When we discuss whether or not, you know, you're rooting for another team in your conference that you don't like when they're playing somebody else. Like, would Georgia ever root for Alabama? And Georgia, I would never root for Alabama. Privately, they're sort of rooting for Alabama. If Alabama's playing in a bowl game against, say, I don't know, Michigan, you know? I mean, they don't want the Big Ten running its mouth, you know? So they may not be rooting for Alabama, but they sure as hell are rooting against Michigan. Okay, I'm just saying, and if Alabama wins, they go, okay, I don't know Alabama won, but I'm glad Michigan lost. So, you know, and right now the Big Ten has bragging rights. It just does. And they've won back-to-back national titles. So it's up to the SEC to win a natty again. And if it does this year, then the SEC will have bragging rights. But there are, you guys haven't played anybody. Indiana's not playing anybody. Oh, really? Name me two teams that could go into Autzen Stadium in Oregon, win wire to wire, and have game control from the opening kickoff to the end of the bell. Hmm? Because Georgia ain't doing that. Indiana did. Alabama's not doing that. If you think Alabama is going to Autzen Stadium and winning wire to wire with game control, I don't, you are not understanding what you're seeing. Your eyes are lying to you. But the good thing about it is that we have a playoff and we have bowl games and we get to find out head to head. And if the SEC, for all its big talk this year, and there's been a lot of big talk, look, the SEC to me is the best conference in the nation, but I think it's pretty obvious that it is. And I think Georgia's starting to peak. And right now, the odds that Georgia could win a national title are pretty good. And so that Georgia could be back in the driver's seat again? Sure. Can I see Georgia winning the Natty? Yeah. Can I see A&M winning the Natty? Yeah. I mean, sure, they're playing good football. I get it. They're a good football team. Mike Elko's really changed the culture there. This is one of those things where, sure, yes. Okay, the answer is yes. They could win the Natty. But I got to see that, okay? Because I have heard for over 40 years about A&M is the next big thing. This has been going on for over 40 years, okay? This goes back to guys like Jim Bob Taylor and Adam something or those two linebackers. This is like 1985, okay? And it goes through all the progressions of A&M. You know, Johnny Manziel, everything else is more recent to now that A&M's never, ever lived up to it. You know, so I got to, yeah, okay, sure. If they beat Texas and win the SEC, are they going to be the number one seed? Yeah, sure, of course they could be the number one seed. That doesn't really matter. What matters is the number four seed, right? Because that's the bye. Number one versus number two. People are arguing about that as if it matters. It doesn't matter. What matters is the number four versus number five. You know, that's what matters. Do you get a home game or you get a bye? And they're J&M should be the number one team. Who cares? I couldn't care less. I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, you're just in. You get the bye. Though I have to admit, the idea of a home game for Georgia at Sanford Stadium in the opening round is pretty cool. Though they probably end up going to having to play, you know, James Madison or North Texas or something. But still, nonetheless, it's the idea of a home game is pretty cool. So, all right, I know I'm far afield on Thanksgiving. All right, let's talk today here, just to set you up here. A lot of discussion about the Falcons. Been having a lot of discussion on X, though a couple of guys just drive me batty. One dude who likes to call me a homer, that's just calling me a homer, is lazy debating. I mean, set aside that it's childish, because it is. It's just lazy debating. If you can't debate your point without saying, well, that's just because you're a homer, which, of course, I'm really not. I mean, I'm a homer if you say that I love Atlanta, love everything about Atlanta. My whole life was built around Atlanta. I'm very proud of the city. I back my teams, back my town. Sure, that makes me a homer. Okay. But that doesn't mean I'm not what the other guy said, which is you have to look at it. Ed said I have to look at it objectively. I do look at things objectively. I think I'm extremely objective. Has Ed gone on the air here and called for the firing of, we'll just use this one, forget about any other coach, going back to like Dave Bristol or something, you know, just right now, did I not call for regime change after the Miami loss? I think it's pretty objective to me, but that's just me. All right, so let's talk a little bit about your Atlanta Falcons. I want to hear from you. It's Thanksgiving Day. If you want to talk turkey, and I mean, you want to talk turkey, you certainly can. And if you want to talk Falcons and if you want to talk college football, I am here for a kind of clean old-fashioned debate. That's the kind of weekend it is, because it is rivalry weekend. We'll get into all of it. Triple header of NFL action today on 92.9 The Game begins with the Packers and Lions at 1 o'clock. I'm here till 12:30, 404-726. 0929, you know the number. Give me a call. John Fricke with you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It is Thanksgiving morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If you've always wanted to have a chat on the radio, and again, we just have a little bit of fun, talk Hawks, you want to talk college football, you want to talk about the Falcons, kind of a perfect day to do so, 404-726-0929. Sort of light traffic on the radio today, so that means if you call in and you're on hold, you'll get on the air and we'll have a chance to have a conversation, you and I. It is a busy day of the NFL. We have a triple header for you. John Fricke taking you to 12:30 in our triple header live on 92.9 The Game. Packers and Lions, of course, Lions and Cowboys always play on Thanksgiving Day. Packers and Lions, that's the first game up. Then it'll be followed by the Chiefs and the Cowboys, which is really kind of an interesting game if you think about it. That was once a Super Bowl, the Chiefs and Cowboys. Way back in the day when I was younger. Chiefs season kind of hanging on the edge, and the Cowboys trying to make something out of that comeback against the Eagles. So Chiefs and Cowboys, and then Bengals and Ravens to end it all. So Packers, Lions, followed by the Chiefs and Cowboys and Bengals and Ravens. There is one college football game tonight, 7:30 kick between Navy and Memphis, that is of some interest. It is possible that Navy could potentially get into the American title game if they were to win this game. So, yeah, we're just keeping an eye on it. It's not necessarily anything that's you know, earth-shattering or anything. There are a lot of games that are going to be huge this week. So if you want to talk about all these, I was asked an interesting question. Noel, you know how we like to have this kind of debate about, you know, what the greatest rivalry in college football is?
Yes.
Okay. We can have that debate. To me, there's a clear number one, clear by 100 miles. Nothing's even close. But it's okay to have the debate. To me, Noel, and I don't know how you feel, Army Navy is by far the biggest rivalry, the best rivalry. It's the only, for this reason, it's the only rivalry where both teams could be 0-11, play on national TV to a huge audience, play in a stadium where 80,000 seats are sold out, and everybody who's watching cares. That's why.
Yeah, it's a different kind of meaning to it. That's a good argument.
No other game could be 0-11 versus 0-11 with 80,000 fans, national TV, huge audience, and people care who wins. Just that one. And so it's a different rivalry. So that's just how I view it. But there are a lot of great rivalries. Look, if you think it's, you know, Michigan, Ohio State, if you think it's Alabama, Auburn, or you think it's USC, UCLA, whatever you think it is, Texas, A&M, Texas, Florida, Florida State, whatever. Georgia Tech. Though I don't know. Can I get a Georgia fan out here? I guess I could talk about this tomorrow ahead of the game because I'll be on 10 to 2:30. But I am curious. I guess we could talk about that right now, too. I need a Georgia, Georgia Tech fan. I'm pretty sure. Noel, would you say that Georgia is Georgia Tech's biggest rival?
Yes.
Would you say Georgia Tech is Georgia's biggest rival?
I don't know. No, I don't think I would.
Is Florida a bigger rival? Who does Georgia? And by the way, forget about rivalries for a second. This is about hate, okay? What two teams hate each other the most in any of these games? Do Alabama and Auburn fans, is that the top level of hate between two teams? I don't know. I don't think it's Georgia, Georgia Tech. I know it's called clean old-fashioned hate, but I think Georgia, but I'm not a Georgia fan, so you Georgia fans are going to have to tell me that you actually, is Georgia Tech your biggest rival? Or because you've got so many bloody rivals. I'm envious as a Nebraska fan because we only have one rivalry, and it was taken away from us. You know, so we have one rivalry, Oklahoma, and it was taken away from us by Texas. Texas literally took the Nebraska-Oklahoma rivalry against one of the reasons Nebraska hates Texas with a roaring passion. That's a hate because Texas took that game away from us. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I would say to you the most hatred I've ever felt between two teams in person, and this is why I can't speak because I've actually never been to an Iron Bowl. Okay, so I've only watched it on TV. So I've never been, I mean, I've been to Alabama for games, I've been to Auburn for games, but I've never seen Alabama play Auburn in person. So all you that are out there with Iron Bowl people, you can explain it to me how it is, how intense it is. Been to Georgia Tech games, many of those. But the two ones where I felt the hate dripping that I was at, where it just dripped off the ceiling, Michigan, Ohio State. Oh, man. I walked into that thing, you know, in Columbus and went, whoo. Okay, yeah, I mean, please don't let there be gunplay here. I mean, it was pretty intense, those two. And then the other is BYU in Utah, that holy war that they play. Oh, my God, that thing. Because you have to understand that Provo and Salt Lake City, which aren't very far apart, like sort of Athens and Atlanta, you know, 60 miles or something, maybe even not that, they're two different worlds. Okay, there are two different worlds. The University of Utah and Brigham Young are two different worlds, and they clash, and they cannot stand each other. And then there's no other rivalry around for like 350, 400 miles because Salt Lake is like, you know, locked in on that, right? You know, because what's around Salt Lake City? Nothing. You got to go 400 miles to find another town. So there's nothing. It's just those two, and they spend all year hating each other nonstop. So, but I've never been to the Iron Bowl. I have been to BYU, Utah. That was fun. Oh, man. And so was Michigan, Ohio State. And I don't experience that as a Nebraska fan, because the Big Ten's tried to concoct this thing where we hate Iowa. We don't really hate Iowa. Kind of, I mean, they're a pain in our butt, but really, what's Iowa ever? They were in the Big Ten. We were in the Big Eight. You know, we don't really have anything in common with them. I guess we grow corn. I guess that's about it. I mean, so we don't really have a long-standing rivalry with it. It's like a fake rivalry, like a made-up rivalry, you know? Iowa's never won a national title. It's not like, okay, you've beaten us a few times. Okay, and all right, congrats to you. You don't have a national title. You're not – Iowa's not worthy. Sorry. Till you win a natty, we're not going to pay any attention to you. You're just kind of a good program over there in Iowa City. Yeah, you beat us occasionally, but you're not a powerhouse or anything. You're not a blue blood. You know, come at us again. Now, granted, Nebraska fans can't stand Colorado because everybody hates Colorado. Colorado is black and gold, just like another NFL team that's down I-85, okay? And they're just as damned annoying, okay? So that's the only reason we hate Colorado, is because those people out there in Boulder are, man, they're different, okay? It's like, shut up. But we don't really have an intense, you know, rivalry with them. So there's that. So I'm curious about Georgia, Georgia Tech. Do you Georgia fans, look, I think Noel's absolutely right. Georgia Tech, you all reserve all your hate for Georgia. What else are you going to reserve it for? Wake Forest? Duke? I mean, so you reserve all your hate for Georgia, but does Georgia reserve all of its hate for Georgia Tech? Because I think that's why I need a Georgia fan to explain this to me, because I think that it might not be the case. And by the way, it may not be the case for Florida that they reserve all their hate for Georgia because of the Florida-Florida State thing. I mean, or Auburn, certainly. I mean, because Auburn's saving 98% of its hate for Alabama. So maybe it is. I could be wrong here, so I'd be curious about it from all you Georgia fans to just talk about clean old-fashioned hate and tell me, is Georgia Tech the – forget about this is the best rivalry or the most important rivalry because it's a non-conference game and all that kind of stuff. But is it the team that you despise the most? You know, is that the one? Because Georgia Tech certainly despises Athens. We can see that. You know, well, it's just envy. Yeah, some of it is envy. No question. No argument. Some of it's envy. And so 404-726-0929. And then, of course, there is the Falcons that we can get into because I got a lot of Falcons stuff, including, and we'll get into it a little bit more throughout the day today and certainly tomorrow as we go towards the Jets game. Because my biggest thing, I'll just kind of lay it out there right now, is I have a fear about the Falcons, that the Falcons are going to just not suck enough. Okay? And I'll explain that. All right, let's get to your calls on this Thanksgiving Day. We go to Will. He's on with John. Happy Thanksgiving, Will. Oh, Will's gone. David?
Yes.
Yes, good morning to you, David. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. I'm glad you mentioned the Falcons. I'm a long-suffering fan, and I want to vent a little bit. The Falcons have been here for 58, 59 years, and I always thought they were mediocre. But when I went back and did the history, over those 58 years, their winning percentage is only like less than 25%. And if you knock out five good years of Matt Ryan, it's down to 15%.
I'm sorry, say that and again. What did you say? You went back over the 58 years and what?
And the winning percentage over 58 years, 59 years, is less than 25%.
No, it's not.
And if you knock out...
Wait, no, hang on. No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, yes, David, it is. It's not. No, David, yes, it's not.
Hey... I'm an accountant. I went through the records.
I don't know what you're talking about. David, it's not 25%. It might be 45%, but it's not 25%.
Yes, it is.
No, David, that's one out of four. As an accountant, you would know that that's one out of four. How many games have they played over the course of that 60 years? 1,000?
Yeah.
You're telling me they've won 250 and lost 750 games? No.
Yes.
No. I can look it up. You're wrong, David. I'm just telling you, you're flat wrong.
All right.
Noel, look up the Falcons' all-time record. It's not 250. It's under 500. You're right about that, David, but it's not 25%. And you can't knock out the Matt Ryan. Oh, I'd pick another. No, you can't do that. That's like saying, I'm taking out the Tom Brady years with the New England Patriots. You can't do that. Right?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so, all right. Your point is taken, without getting into the numbers, your point is taken that the Falcons have underachieved greatly as a franchise. Okay, fair enough.
Right. Let me make another point. Instead of spending $100 million on a over-the-hill quarterback, we could have spent $20 million to get Jim Harbaugh.
Okay, we're just going to go back. You know, Jim Harbaugh was never coming here. Jim Harbaugh, I know Jim Harbaugh, David. I know him personally, okay? I know the Harbaugh family. I'm friends with Tom Crean, who's Jim's brother-in-law, and worked with Tom. I know Jim personally because I covered him for a number of years when he was with the Chargers. He's very close to the Spanos family that owns the Chargers, David. And he was never going to the NFL anywhere but to work for the Spanoses, okay? So I just want to clear that up. He was never coming here.
Right. All right. Forget about Jim Harbaugh. The point I was trying to make is get somebody who has a winning, can install a winning culture.
Yeah, that's the goal.
We never have had one.
I don't know that that's true. I mean, you know, there was a period of time during Mike Smith where we were going to the playoffs quite often, right?
Okay.
Thanks for
letting me vent.
Yeah, I appreciate it. No, I'm not trying to shoot David down here. By the way, I know the Falcons are so... Did you look up their all-time record by any chance, Noel?
I just had it. It was like 318 to 5... What is it?
I'll
398 to 512. And then six ties.
All right. Going into the they're sub 500. That's not 20. I ain't an accountant, but I'm good enough at math to know that's not 25%. Yeah, I mean, it's not good. I'm not trying to say that, but it's not 25%. Oh my god, that would be
what we're trying to say is the Falcons don't need your help to make them look worse. Like, let's just look at it for what it is. We don't have to do hyperbole or make it look worse or be over exaggerated. Like, let's just look at what we have.
I appreciate because that's enough to passion. Look at. But guys, if we're going to have a legitimate debate here, let's talk about. I mean, it's fine to come in and say, "Look, I think we need to make a change because you know this is not working." That's legitimately fine because I agree with you. I actually agree with David that it's not working. David and I agree, and I wish him a happy Thanksgiving because the problem with the Falcons is just like that record is that they don't. The problem with the franchise is right now is that they don't suck enough. Okay. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Sports Radio 99 The Game on this Thanksgiving. David, if you're still listening, I want to apologize to you. I get a little impassioned, and I shouldn't. I want to make sure that I don't step on you, and I know I stepped on you. And I don't want to do that. You're kind enough to spend the time and energy to call in here, and I wanted to hear you out, and I just want to be accurate too, okay? Because obviously the percentage 20%, not 25%, and you can't just discount the Matt Ryan. If we're going to have a conversation, we have to talk about things that are true. One of the things that's true is when it comes to the Atlanta Falcons, and I do want to talk college football with you about clean old-fashioned hate and rivalries and all that kind of good stuff. But one of the things that's true about the Falcons is that if you look over this is going to be the eighth year in a row, because we can kind of dispense with the national, there's some people out there going, they're still alive. Not really. I mean, yeah, I guess if they win their last six games, they're still alive. But I'm not sure 5-1 gets them in, okay? So they're not really still alive. All right, so if you dispense with what's the one bad year they've had in this eight-year run? It was the COVID year, okay? During the COVID year, they went 4-12. It's what got Dan Quinn fired. It's what got Raheem Morris elevated. And that was the COVID year, right, 2020. And ever since that last, you know, little taste of success, which was not 28-3, but the next year again, which was first down and goal at the 10-yard line in the division round in Philadelphia. If they score, they go to the NFC Championship game again, and they may win that. They could have been right back in the Super Bowl. At first down a goal at the 10, and Ryan threw it to Julio four times, and we know the rest, okay? But ever since that moment of first down a goal in Philadelphia in the divisional round, these eight seasons, you know, and again, the 1-4-12 year during COVID, have been nothing but 7-10, 7-10, 7-10, 7-10, 7-10, 7-10, 8-9, right? So they haven't sucked enough. They've been like suck enough to be like the 12th pick in the draft, you know, the 8th to the 12th pick in the draft. They haven't sucked enough. And so this is the problem. They suck just enough to not make the playoffs and not be relevant, and not suck enough to be at the top of the draft where they can redo the team. That's the infuriating thing. Look, if you're not going to make the playoffs, the Swampers should be thankful that they got their butts kicked last week, only because we enjoy doing it so much. But they should be thankful, and they should be thankful if they get their butts kicked by Miami this week. If you're a Swamper, you want to suck. Okay, your team sucks now. Might as well really suck so that you can go out there and maybe whoever you deem as the – because it ain't Tyler Shuff, we know that. It ain't Spencer Rattler. So, and there's no free agent quarterbacks worth a damn. So – You have to draft a quarterback, okay? I've seen where they didn't draft. I'm like, yeah, they got to draft a quarterback. But you could have your pick of the quarterbacks. I don't know if that's Fernando Mendoza or Carson Beck or Diego Pavia or, you know, whoever it is. I mean, whoever you think is the number one quarterback who's going to be a franchise quarterback for you, you have your pick of the quarterbacks, and you need that quarterback. more than anything else, not to mention the fact that you could use the number one pick or number two pick in the second round to go get something else, right? I mean, so there's that. Yeah, and when you saw the worst place to be is where the Falcons have been. That's the this 8-year run has put them in, stuck in a wheel of mediocrity because they never get good enough because they don't have draft picks that are good enough, which is why this whole debate this week about the draft last year and how well Terry Fontenot may or may not have done has been a source of interesting debate on X. Will is back with us. Will, welcome to the show. Chuck and Coleman, hang on. I promise you'll get on the air. Hey, Will.
John, I want to talk about Penix. They talk about he can't take a snap on the center. The boy played in the offense where he was under center 40% of his time throughout his college career. I think having that offense coordinator over the 2 years has really screwed and digressed his progress. You never want to have a rookie quarterback with a rookie offense coordinator, and that's the worst thing they could have done there. I think they should fire everybody except the player personnel guy because he gets the players that the coaches want, and he's done pretty good with some of his draft picks. Another thing, and I want to fire the defensive coordinator also, if you got to send 7-8 people there to get a sack, that means your defense scheme, it's not, you don't have the right personnel there. And all, like I always say, you got to have that 350-pound hog in there where you're playing 11 defenses on 10 to free up somebody. And until they don't look at the Belichick way, I don't like Belichick up there in North Carolina, but the Super Bowl winning Belichick way, he always had a 350 hog there. And if you go back and look at the films, sometimes he had two.
Yeah, we can't. Let's use somebody besides Belichick because their defense didn't win them Super Bowls. Tom Brady did. Okay, so let's find somebody.
Well, Tom Brady, but they had that defense was stout enough to keep them in there.
If they don't have Tom Brady, they win zero Super Bowls. Okay.
Yeah, well, that's a good point, but they did have a decent enough defense to carry them.
Yeah, a defense that we were destroying in the 28-3 game, ripping right through them. But again, they don't have Tom Brady. They don't win a Super Bowl. I don't disagree that Will that they don't have some personnel that they have to improve upon. I don't disagree on that. I mean, they are a little too light up front. We can see that.
And let's focus
on this team here, you know, and you can talk about, you know, not anybody else's team. They are a little too light up front.
Yeah.
We see them get gashed, you know, up the middle.
Yeah.
And that's something that needs to be addressed in the offseason. They're going to have to get more stout. I don't know that that's necessarily an Ulbrich thing. I think it's more of a, you're stuck with, you were a little hamstrung in free agency because you got this $100 million quarterback. So if you get him off the books, then you have some money to go out and maybe go out and get a defensive lineman to help the team, you did a great job on getting outside linebackers and edge kind of fixed. Now you got to fix the interior defensive line. I tend to agree with that analysis, yes.
Well, John, they let the big boy go that we had here, and he went left for $5 million. They had $5 million to keep him here, the hog we had.
Who are you speaking of?
Last year we had a guy 350 pounds that looked real good, played real good, and he's a standout now wherever he went. I can't think of his name, but all he wanted was, I think he got $5 million. He went somewhere else. They mentioned him last game.
Okay.
Whatever.
I can't sit here and do revisionist history on what they have or have not done. We're 11 games into this year. Let's focus on what we have to do going forward. Okay. And I think the first
one last thing, John. Until they get a good quarterback coach and a good offense coordinator, they're gonna run Penix.
What do you mean by run him?
He's not gonna be a good quarterback. He's not being coached up. He should have been coached up.
I've made that point. I agree with that analysis. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Will. I think it's pretty obvious. They have to make a change here in all those things. I've made this statement many times. Had a whole thread on X when, you know, people were like totally misunderstanding. You know, sometimes I need to be a little clearer, I guess, because I said you were, you know, while Penix is ultimately responsible for himself, which of course he is, we're all ultimately responsible for ourselves. All of us. You know, we're all ultimately responsible. The fact of the matter is he has not been coached up and he has not been schemed to success. Because prior to the injury, I would argue to you that he was no better a football player than he was day one when he showed up at Flowery Branch after nearly 2 years in the system. I think he was the same guy. So it's, you know, imperative that the Falcons coach him up. He needs better coaching. That's why after the Miami game, when I called publicly for the firing of Raheem Morris and Zach Robinson, had it been me, and I don't know that they haven't done this, my first call would have been to Matt Ryan and said, Matt, I need your help. Franchise needs your help. I need you to come in as the OC and the quarterback coach, and I need you to teach this guy and to play to his strengths, because they don't play to his strengths. And they don't teach him, and they haven't coached him up. And that's at least what my eyes say, but I could be wrong. I don't think I am. Chuck is with us. Chuck, welcome to the show. Happy Thanksgiving, Chuck.
Happy Thanksgiving. And us veterans, thank you for being on the air, sir.
No, I appreciate everybody out there. And especially a happy Thanksgiving to all of those. You know,
happy Thanksgiving to you as well. I'm not an avid Falcons fan, but apparently I pay a little more attention to these Falcons fans. He's talking about Grady Jarrett, who he's talking about.
Yeah, that's not a $5 million guy, but okay.
I agree with a lot of what they're talking about as far as not coaching him up. I wouldn't have drafted him to begin with, but that's just my opinion. The team that needs a quarterback is my Steelers. I've been a Steelers fan since 69, but that's another subject. I think that the Falcons really could have concentrated on interior.
I don't want to talk about past. I want to talk about, all right, so that we're clear here, Chuck. Today is Thanksgiving Day. What are we doing moving forward? I sit here, I can go back to 1980 and say, you know, if the Falcons in 1980 had just gotten another cornerback to cover Drew Pearson, we might have gotten, I mean, I can't do that. Let's talk about today.
I was actually at that game with my dad, yes.
So was I, standing on the sidelines crying when Drew Pearson caught Danny Stupid White, you know, and that touchdown pass. Oh, my God, just made me sick.
Yes,
because if the Falcons win that game, they win the Super Bowl. But that's not, that's neither here nor there. I really want to part of the problem, this is, can I get you to hold on after the top of the hour, because I'd like to continue this. Can I do that, Chuck?
Yes, sir.
Okay, put Chuck back on hold. Coleman, you're next too. Folks, part of the issue is I think sometimes on X and here, as we go to the break at the top of the hour, we spend way too much time talking about shoulda, coulda, woulda, okay? Because that doesn't get you anywhere, all right? Shoulda, coulda, woulda. Yeah, okay. There's a term in the law called stipulate, right? And it's when an attorney says, I stipulate to these facts. In other words, I concede that everything that the other side is saying is true, okay? So I stipulate to all of the coulda, woulda, shoulda. I concede that everything you're saying is true. David, Will, Chuck, everything you're saying is true, okay? But it doesn't matter. We're just here right now. And I want to know how to fix this going forward, because just below suck line, which is where the Falcons are over the last 8 years, has left them just below suck line. So what do we do about that? On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.